Hello and welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Deborah.
Funny. Tonight, on this very special episode of Pocket Knife News, a bonus episode must require a bonus guest.
Me!
My wife Deborah is on the line with us today. We're taking your calls, filming them in.
What? Sorry. What?
You're providing zero interaction on this. Okay. There's a lot of dead space. See, there's flat lines right here.
Well, okay, this hasn't started anything. I don't understand what we're supposed to be talking about yet.
You hear from the other room every week what we do.
Yeah, but you haven't started it.
I did start. I said the welcome to Pocket Knife News.
And I said hi. See, I'm such a special guest.
So special. Yeah, very special. Very special. Deborah is on the show today for a nice little bonus Halloween episode because we had a truly creepy weekend that we want to share with y'all to kind of wrap up our Spooktober and Halloween. So sad, I know.
It is, yeah.
Somebody tried to tell me that orange and red were the colors to look forward to. I was like, Andrew, orange and black. Orange and black. What is this favorite holiday?
I would just Thanksgiving. Like skip orange and just do black and red all the time.
No.
Oh. I guess not.
Okay, I guess we can agree on black at the very least.
Our whole house is black and red. I mean,
there's some splashes of orange. I got pumpkins everywhere.
Sure. Sure.
So let's take a trip down memory lane all the way to this past weekend. And we're going to share with you our awesome Halloween weekend. Starting off with Friday, we dressed up our children, we invited some friends over, and we went trunk-or-treating at the local Y. And for those of you who don't know what trunk-or-treating is, basically it's just like a bunch of pop-up tables of trick-or-treating for us to walk around indoors. I'm all about that indoor life.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice. We've done this event in the past. This was the first time at this Y location that we did it. And the trunk-or-treating is fun when organized well.
Agreed.
For any parents tuning in right now, I'm sure you're very privy to this information. This was in a very small area. And yeah, there was no circulation going on with this line. We stood in one spot for an extremely long time to the point where I started sending our Ninja Turtle kids from line hopping, just table to table, like on the inside of the circle. And somebody told them that they couldn't do that. So then...
We still did that.
Once we got through there, that's some decent amount of candy. And then...
It
was good candy. We jumped into the blackout maze, which...
It was so cute. It was cute for kids. As an adult, you get to just, like, say hi, bye. But it was cute for the kids.
Well, I could see over the maze the whole time, so that's I was not lost.
I could not, but
there's a slight height difference between us, though. Like, 4 to 5 feet.
Wow.
It was fun. And then there was crabs. We did pumpkins. We made monsters. It was a great, great time. Our children were Ninja Turtles.
They sure were.
They were definitely Ninja Turtles. The youngest was Raphael, and the oldest was, I guess, whatever one he wanted.
He was supposed to be Donatello.
But he didn't want to wear his mask, because it's like those old-school Cooper mask, plastic masks, and with the one little slit hole, and with asthma, it's a little tough to breathe through that one little slit hole. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. I have asthma, so I know what that feels like. Poor kid.
That poor, poor child of ours. But they had a fun time, and then we went and got creepy donuts at Krispy Kreme, because why wouldn't it? It's down the street.
And it was red light.
That's true. That is true. I just wanted my pumpkin donut, which was a huge mislead because I took a bite. You know what? I wanted the spiderweb pumpkin, right? So I get the spiderweb pumpkin, and the youngest goes, no, I wanted the spiderweb pumpkin. I was like, oh, no, that's fine. Then I'll get the pumpkin one so we can have variety. Tell me what our pumpkin one is. A big old donut with no filling. It looked cute, I guess.
It was cute. It looked like a little jack-o'-lantern.
It did. And the spider one had filling, which I took
my glazed raspberry was generic, but it was good.
No, I thought that was like vampire blood in it or something.
No, it was generic, but we could fake that.
I was trying to have your back. Guess not. Moving on. It was a nice, very nice little creepy Friday night. No, we did not start Stranger Things Friday night.
Oh, it's been so good, though.
It's to be continued. Saturday comes along. We get a little baseball in the morning. Evening.
They made it to playoffs.
They did make it to playoffs.
Go, they're Astros, go.
They're scared.
Oh, my gosh. We're the Astros. And the Astros are in the playoffs.
That is true. They're one win away.
Yay, Astros. I'm a Giants fan, but I'll go for the Astros right now.
So I'm sorry. Sometimes I can't forgive some of the things she says on this show. So post the game, we started getting ready for SeaWorld's Hollow Scream. So up until from like 5 to 7, it's friendly, scary. And at 7 o'clock, the park, half the park transforms into like, what was it, 6 different zones?
Yeah.
Of super creepiness, which for some of us was quite entertaining, and for others, quite terrifying.
Meaning, my 3-year-old found it quite entertaining.
Laughed at us when I got scared. He sure did.
Mama didn't get scared.
No, me and my mom got scared. His mom did not get scared. Deb didn't get scared.
No, I did not.
No. She's tough.
Too tough.
You're too tough. That's what it is. That's what it is. You asked me to clean something earlier because you didn't want to break a nail. You're just so tough.
I just got them done. There's spider webs on them. They have spider webs.
I would definitely go back to the Hollow Scream, though.
It was fun.
I think it was like seven
scare-tories, and then it was like...
Scare-tories. That's what it was. Real clever, right?
And then 5 haunted houses. We didn't do any of the haunted houses, though, because it was our first time, and we would rather have been with our kids.
And those lines were still like...
super long.
45-minute wait. Pass. We can just walk around. A lot of interactive players just walk around the park. There was one section, the prey section. It was a little tough being in South Texas. They were like dressed in camo, and like some of them were like drunk hillbillies, and they had knives or they had a gun. And
there
weren't
some of them drunk hillbillies. They were all drunk hillbillies.
My point being, I was confused if they were just guests there or if they were part of the SeaWorld employees for a while.
True.
There was some confusion. Then they revealed themselves to be SeaWorld employees. Nicest guys. Nicest guys I ever met. One of the guys just handed my 3-year-old a giant actual metal butcher knife.
And he thought it was the coolest thing.
He sure did. He was so excited to hold that thing.
Yes.
And then...
he's not evil. He's such a sweet, sweet kid.
He is. He's just... his soul's a little...
dark.
Yeah, it's got, like, tint on it. Like sunglasses.
I like the dark souls.
You're being real creepy about this right now. Hollow Scream was a success, though. Then we came home and started...
He didn't mention that my 8-year-old cried really hard.
Well, the listeners are... fans of Riley. I wasn't trying to throw him under the bus.
I'm not throwing him under the bus.
I wasn't trying to put his business all out there.
Why? We're talking about it. No.
He's not here to defend himself, I feel like.
I'm not making fun of him. People are scared. My 31-year-old sister's scared of everything.
Yeah, just her. I wasn't scared.
Yeah, okay. He was so brave.
I was. See? That's why we got married. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Put those nails to work. And that's... oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't want me to break them now, do you?
No. No, please don't. Keep those fully intact, ma'am. As you itch your upper lip. You got a little sweat stash going or what?
I do. Very funny.
Saturday night, we come home afterwards. Our oldest is not quite ready to go to sleep yet. So, we started watching Stranger Things, and by all the great pumpkin Charlie Brown, this show, who thought the second one was going to be better than the first? I don't know.
You thought the second one was better than the first?
No, I said who thought it would be.
Oh.
I've been, like, truly captivated with this season and the excessive amount of swearing from these children.
Oh my gosh, it cracks me up.
It's very excessive. A lot
shit.
Yeah. Are you shitting me right now?
What the hell help are you? Language, guys.
It's been super fun. We're on episode 5.
Only 5.
I think we just finished 5. I think we have 3. I don't know if there's 8 or 9. We have 3 or 4 left. So the goal is to get maybe 1 or 2 in today and finale it on Halloween night. So the goal. So no spoilers, motherfuckers. I don't want it.
Language.
We have the explicit mark on the show.
Oh, all right, fuck. Just kidding.
Wow. That was a little excessive.
What?
So that was a nice soiree into 2:30 in the morning. Deborah fell asleep.
I did.
She did. Me and Riley watched the last episode.
Couldn't hang. I was too tired.
It's okay. Riley woke me up in the last, like, 15 minutes of the episode and was like, "You're falling asleep." I was like, "Yeah, kid, because it's late. Let's go to bed." So that was great. It was really nice. Transitioning into Sunday, we had plans that were fully realized, to go to the Rockula Horror Expo. Boom. We said, "Hey ho, let's go." That was mad clever.
That was really cool.
That was mad clever.
That was awesome. Love it.
So, Deborah likes going to these shows, but refuses to admit that out loud.
That's not
so
true.
So I have to, like, convince her to go to these shows every time.
I just don't.
She's like, "Can you go with somebody else to that?" I'm all, "Sure. Oh, hey, this person's going." She's like, "That person's going? Oh, that person's going?"
Well, as soon as I heard of Mr. Marky Ramone, I had to go.
Yep. So Deborah was going. I was already going because if at this point listeners don't really understand the full love that I have for the Monster Squad, both Sean and Rudy were there. And I was all done. I gotta go. I gotta go meet these dudes. I gotta see them. Lo and behold, earlier that week, Deborah...
Me, Deborah,
just
not
Deborah.
Aaron. Just me.
Just Deborah.
I definitely didn't tell her
about the contest or nothing like that.
It doesn't matter.
One.
You're not the winner.
An autograph.
There can only be one winner. One. Me.
One.
One. Winner.
Oh my God, I can't even with you right now. Whose idea was it to have you on? One, two, you won two autographs for Andre Gower, Sean, from the Monster Squad, which the people at the table were so gracious to swap one of Sean's tickets because they were together. They swapped one of their tickets for one for Sean and one for Ryan. So I have an autographed poster hand printed by my homeboy Zane at Black Moon Print. Shout out Black Moon Print. If you haven't, go check him out. Follow him on Instagram right now. Black Moon Print. Super dope vintage styled designing. This particular Monster Squad poster is already up on the Insta and has been before a feature. As soon as he showed it, I reposted it and then posted today the poster that I got. It's like an old magazine ad. And there's like in the bottom corner, it's, you know, you fill out your address and stuff to mail back in for your free t-shirt and to join the club. That's where I had homeboy sign at. Nicest guys ever. Super, super cool. Took pictures with me, took pictures with both of us. Very nice people. Their manager, their staff, everybody was super nice.
Very sweet people.
Marky Ramone. That was another big reason that we had to go there.
Yes. Ugh, he was great. I was nervous because he looked like he could be mean.
He was a 50-50er, that's for sure.
But he was so sweet. So, so sweet. I loved him. I sweated really bad, guys. It was kind of nasty. Not kind, it was. Extremely nasty. It was exciting.
You could talk about literally anything other than your sweat. You see how this got real small? That means they can't hear you anymore. Okay. See, now that's real big. It means you're really loud. That's your normal volume.
Oh, my goodness. That's not my normal. Oh, it really is my normal volume.
That's horrible.
No, it was great. He was sweet. He talked a lot. He was nice. He helped me figure out what picture I wanted to get for Riley because my 8-year-old is really, really big fan of the Ramones. And not unfortunately because this was a mom and papa day, but we got him a picture of his autograph and he signed it and he was real sweet about it.
Yep, and he spelled his name right the first time, and yes. on his own wrote, "Hey ho, let's go."
And that is our son's most favorite song.
We made a quick call back to an earlier episode where we reviewed Spider-Man Homecoming. I am almost 100% sure I mentioned one of the shining factors in that movie was when "Hey ho, let's go" came on. My 8-year-old was like, "Oh, I know this song. It's my jam." So he was super stoked when Mama came home and gave him that picture. Because we also got to hang out with the dudes at Owl Draft House. We got some chainsaw hands. Vroom, 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 vroom.
Again.
Oh my God, here we go again.
I won the chainsaw hand. He whined and got one.
I won a mustache. And I told her, if she wins something cooler, then I want that.
And then I won it, and he went,
"Oh." And then I just asked the sweet dudes at the Alamo Draft House if I could trade their... Not only can you not trade, I'm just going to give you a chainsaw hand. And I was pretty stoked about that.
And you can keep your mustache.
It was really cool being out there. You know, we saw... So, the weirdest thing about the show, and maybe with just a little more signage, this issue could have been fixed. So, it was a 3-tier show. So, you walked in, and you could go up the elevator to where majority of the actors were, with a little side room with some merch. That's where we met with the Draft House. They had a Doomsday Tattoo is out there, a bunch of local vendors. And then you could go up the escalator to another smaller artist alleys type of situation, which had some really cool stuff, a lot of horror merch. And at that point, I was actually looking for Zane of Black Moon because I knew I wanted to grab that poster so I could get the Monster Squad dudes to sign it. And I hadn't found him yet, so I text him, "Hey, where are you at?" And I meet up with him, and apparently, well, not apparently, because we went there too, so also on the lower floor, so you walk in...
Below the lobby.
Yeah, so lobby, it's the lower level, it's like at the parking garage level. There was another whole section of Artist Alley, and they held some panels in there. A lot of room, but very, very spread out. Which was, I guess, nice for not being so close-knit together. But, like, we didn't even know there was a lower part. And I really think that they could have pushed to keep it on just those other two floors. Just for consistency's sake. And just a little more signage, I think, would have led us to the bottom floor. I mean, it was quite a trek down into that other area. It was a long walk down that. It was a big, creepy hallway.
There was a
lot
to get into that place. But once you're in there, it was all kind of together.
Yeah.
It was still big, but... together.
Overall, I think for a first year putting the show on, I mean, I know that the...
They had a lot of great people there.
They had a lot of good people. And we ran into everybody.
A ton of, yeah. It was really nice, you know, instead of having, like, people walk with them, these actors and special speakers, I guess, I don't know, were walking by themselves. It was really cool.
It was neat because it's being in the hotel, a lot of those people were staying there already. Like, we run into those twins on the elevator. We saw dudes just coming up and down the escalator.
Lurch.
Yeah, we
I
ran
saw
into.
Him.
Yeah, saw Lurch.
That was his name, right?
Yeah,
I didn't know his name.
That's the character he played in the Addams Family.
Yeah, I didn't know his name.
Just, I mean, we just see these guys down, and it's seeing them out of context and away from their booth. You know, sometimes you have to do a double take, and we had to look a couple of the people up afterwards. But with the event being held in the hotel, all these dudes were staying at, it was really cool to see them just kind of roaming the halls and just walking around.
Yeah.
So it was pretty neat. I would definitely say for a first year, I'm sure there was a lot to learn. But overall, I think it was an incredibly impressive show.
I agree.
Especially going head-to-head with the Alamo City Halloween edition and having so many of... you know, good actors at both shows, and we were very fortunate that we got to go to Rockula, and I think we were both very, very happy with our decision and extremely grateful for the opportunity
happy.
To be out there. Yeah. I mean, it is a nice show, real easy, and I don't know if they vetted some of these guys, but every actor that we met was super, super nice.
Yes.
We've been pretty fortunate to meet a lot of nice people, but these people, like, everybody was really, really nice.
I've met some actors that I really wanted to meet, and I'm regretful that I met some of them.
Yeah, not this time, though. Not this time. The Monster Squad
really
dudes,
good.
Super cool. Marky Ramone, super cool. Very satisfied with this. To kind of round out our Halloween weekend, we wrapped up at Rockula, and we're like, let's go see a movie. So we went and saw Jigsaw. The short and sweet of it, great addition to the Saw franchise.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. A great twist at the end. And some nice...
it was nice and fast.
Yeah, it was very fast-paced. Nice short movie. Nice in and out. Great. Some really good kill scenes. Real clever. Real creative. You know, I would say it's probably one of the stronger, more well-written Saw movies. And I really enjoyed the twist at the end. It was very, very good.
Yeah, normally I'm the one who gets those. But you called that one.
I did. I called it. I called it pretty early on.
Yeah, he did.
I was like... He went to the bathroom. He came back. I was like, so this happened. And I'm pretty sure it's this guy. And I'm pretty sure this situation. And then, boom! That's how it played out in the end. And I was pretty proud of myself on that one. You know? Nice predictions there. And then we came home, got the kids, and... Wrapped up the evening with a couple episodes of Stranger Things.
Yep.
It's been a truly Halloween-heavy weekend. Oh, and while we were at Rocky, the kids went to the Zoo Boo.
I think it's the Zoo Boo.
The Zoo Boo. I don't know. They went to the Halloween crap going on at the zoo. They wore costumes there, too. It's pretty cool. So, we've stayed creepy. We've been real, real heavy this weekend because we've had to be a little lighter this month than we normally would want to be.
So, we went busy.
Extra hard. If you... Want to hang out with us tomorrow? You can find us at Chipotle getting some burritos.
Yay, I love Chipotle. So do the boys. We've done this probably, I mean, what this now? Is six?
Five,
six?
Six? No, yeah, I think it's maybe six.
Year five, so
we haven't missed one, have we?
No. I'm pretty sure we started it off when they started it.
I agree.
And we have gone every year on Halloween, and it's nice and easy because I don't know if it's my husband's favorite, but it's mine, Grayson's, and Riley's favorite food.
Yeah, that's what we give the, like, if they're sick, that's all the kids will
Which
eat.
Which is so weird because you shouldn't give them dairy, but it's the only thing they'll eat when they're sick.
That's
both
true.
Of them. And they'll eat it all.
Yeah, and I can live with that. It's not my favorite. Mostly because when we were dating, we'd go for, like, lunch and dinner more than once a week, so...
In the same day. Like, lunch on a Monday.
You know, we were just talking about this other
Monday.
Day, and it kind of pushed me into being a little more diverse, because I was like, I can't get the same crap every time now, so...
I did.
You're special, though, so...
Very special.
Let's wrap this up. This has been a very special episode of Pocket Knife News. A quick little recap. I just wanted to grab my wife and get her on here, talk about our truly Halloween-heavy weekend. It's been fun. I hope everybody has a safe and fun Halloween night.
Happy Halloween.
Y'all stay creepy now.